A Christian kindergarten teacher once told the story of a little girl who was caught in the middle of a vicious divorce.
有一个Christian teacher.
Yeah.
Okay. 有一个那个信主的那个教师呢，他看到一个女孩子呢，她在为她的离婚而发愁。
And one day, this little girl climbed up into her teacher's lap, and she said, "Tell me again that Jesus loves me, because I keep forgetting."
那这个时候呢，这个女孩子呢，就坐在这老师的腿上，她说，再告诉我一次，耶稣爱我，因为我一直不记得。
You see, that's why we need regularly to celebrate the Lord's Supper, because the Lord's Supper is kind of a spiritual aha moment in our lives.
所以呢，我们常常要用领受圣餐来提醒我们，神的爱都一直藏在我们的周围。
We need to be affirmed again and again and understand who we really are in Jesus Christ.
我们需要告诉我们自己，就说，一次一次的让我们知道说我们在神的面前是什么样的。
In other words, we need assurance of our salvation, because even though we're saved, we're still sinners, and we're weak, and we're weary.
我们需要得到保证说我们虽然是已经被得救了，但是我们还是有软弱的时候，我们常常在彷徨。
Tell me again that Jesus loves me, because I keep forgetting it.
再告诉我一次，神是爱我的，因为我一直在忘记。
I want to base our thoughts this afternoon on a passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 as we prepare to partake of the table of the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, we're going to start reading at verse 27 through verse 32. 1 Corinthians 11, 27 through 32.
我们今天呢，先来在开讲之前呢，先来念那个经文，是今天要念的经文是哥林多前书的。 11章的27节到32节。
Verse 27 says, "So then, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink judgment on themselves. And that's why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. But if we were more discerning with regard to ourselves, we would not come under such judgment. Nevertheless, when we are judged in this way by the Lord, notice this, we are being disciplined so that we will not finally be condemned with the world."
哥林多前书的11章27节到32节里面说， 所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼，喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身， 主的血了，人应当自己审查，然后吃着饼，喝着杯，因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。因此，在你们中间有好些软弱的与患病的，死的也不少。我们若是先分辨自己，就不至于受审。我们受审的时候，乃是被主惩治，免得我们和世人一同定罪。
The Apostle Paul is dealing with a specific problem here in 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
使徒保罗呢，在这里呢，就是指出了这个，在这个十一章里面指出了我们这所犯的罪过。The
problem in the church at Corinth was a problem of intense elitism. There were a lot of elitists, and there were a lot of individuals, those who practiced individualism in the church.
所以呢，保罗在这里讲到呢，他说在哥林多的那些教会里面呢，有很多问题。那有些呢，因为他们有很多那个体，他们有很多一些自称为领导的人，所以很多人呢都是在这个里面。
If you look again at verse 21, you see this. He says, "For when you are eating, some of you, or actually each one of you, goes ahead with what? Your own private suppers."
所以回到前面有21节里面，他说，因为那些吃的时候啊，个人呢先吃自己的饭，甚至这个饥饿那个酒醉的。Now,
what does Paul mean when he says you're going ahead with your own private suppers?
所以保罗在这里讲的说，你在吃你自己的饭是什么意思呢？
He's talking about the problem of elitism in the church.
他是讲到这些教会里面是以自以为大的这些人。
Let me try to explain what was going on in the church at Corinth.
我们先来看看这哥林多的教会里面有些什么样的问题。
They, on the Sundays in which they partook of communion, they had kind of like a cover dish dinner before they took or partook of the Lord's Supper.
在那个教会里面，他们在领圣餐之前呢，他们先有一个餐会。
And whenever they sat down to have their dinners before they partook of the Lord's Supper, inevitably they divided into two groups.
在他们领受圣餐前的这一个餐会里面呢，他们把它分成了两个组。
On the one hand, there were the haves, and on the other hand, there were the have-nots.
所以有一部分的人呢，是他们比较富有的人，另外一部分呢，就是比较贫穷的人。
Or to put it differently, the rich people in the church at Corinth would gather together and they would eat their own private meals together.
所以这就是说呢，这些富有的人呢，他们在教会里面呢，他们自己形成一个组呢，在吃他们自己所有的这些食物。
And they brought, I mean, they brought fine gourmet meals because they're rich and they had these gourmet meals, but they didn't share them with the have-nots at all.
So, because they were rich, so they brought very fine food. Because they were rich, so they had a lot of things, but they didn't share them with the
have-nots. It's interesting. Paul freaks out. He really gets mad at this. Look at what he says in verse 29. If you have your Bibles, verse 29, he says, For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ are eating and drinking judgment on themselves.
保罗看到这样子的情况呢，是相当的生气，所以呢，他在经文里面就这样说了，因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。
For a few minutes today, I want to tell you about three things Paul says we need to discern. We really need to get straight as we approach the table of the Lord. The first thing he says in verse 29 is, we have to discern the body of Christ. Do you see that? We have to discern the body of Christ.
所以呢，使徒保罗在这里呢，告诉我们说，就是我们在吃喝的时候，首先必须要分辨那是主的身体。
Now, what does he mean when he says we have to discern the body of Christ? Well, actually, he means two things. Number one, he means that we have to understand that there's nothing glamorous about the body of Christ.
那这里呢，他首先呢是要提醒我们说，这个这是那主的身体呢，并不是一个这么荣光的那个一个东西。
You see, because who do you think Paul identified with, the haves or the have-nots? Paul identified with the have-nots, and thereby he was taking a view where when he came to church, he got real low. He identified with the have-nots. There's nothing glamorous, Paul says, about being the real body of Christ.
所以呢，保罗在这里，他首先看到了，就是在教会里面那些他们贫穷的人，他们没有，就是不拥有什么，但是他们呢，就是是比较贫穷。但是保罗在这里呢，就是用这个来说，就像主的身体一样，他是来那个不是什么一个荣光的一个东西。
Look, if you've lived any length of time, you know that most of life really isn't glamorous, right? Most of life isn't glamorous.
我们讲说，我们其实生活当中很多时候并不是一个荣光的时期。
I was reminded this last week when I had a colonoscopy. I was reminded that life is not glamorous for the most part.
所以上个礼拜呢，做了那个肠镜的检查，所以我才又认识到说，其实生活当中并不是常常是很荣光的。
If you've ever had one of those, you've got to drink a gallon of disgusting, the most disgusting stuff, right? And you have to drink it, half at 6 o'clock in the evening, but then the second half of it was at 1 in the morning.
那对我来说呢，这个要喝的这个检查之前要喝的这个液体呢，实在是太难喝了。然后呢，有一半呢要在晚上六点的时候要喝，但是另外一半呢要在清晨一点的时候来喝。
I said, one in the morning, you know, I got to keep awake, you know, I don't want to miss this. And so I flipped on the TV and I decided I was going to watch some shows to keep myself awake until one where I could drink this stuff.
所以我在想呢，这个半夜一点，我怎么样让自己清醒呢？还记得去喝这个呢？所以就把电视打开了，想着说看着电视节目呢，也许我可以一直熬到一点钟。
Now I was watching this show dealing with a cancer ward.
那这个呢，这刚好是看到了这个电视节目呢，在讲那个怎么来战胜那个癌症。
There's one scene where a young mother was sitting with her six-year-old son.Whose head was bald, obviously because of chemotherapy.
那就看到这个妈妈呢，就跟她的一个六岁的小男孩坐在一起，然后那男孩子是完全光头的，就说明他是在那个战胜这个由做那个化疗引起的反应。
And all of a sudden, this poor six-year-old started to throw up. And you know what the mother did? She cupped her hands like this, and she caught the vomit.In her hands. That's what it means to be a part of the body of Christ. There's nothing glamorous. It's viewing life many times from the vantage point of the have-nots rather than the haves.
所以呢，我刚好呢就看到那个小孩子呢突然就开始呕吐了，那妈妈呢就用手呢做成了那个杯状的来接那个呕吐的物质。所以呢，我们就联想到，实际生活当中并不是每样东西都是荣光光彩就是好的。
You know, once again, I said Paul got really angry because the haves were eating gourmet food and the have-nots had nothing, and I thought.About an analogy.
所以呢，保罗在那里呢，看到这些富有的人呢，在吃他们的那个大餐，但是那些贫穷的人呢，都什么都没有。
The thought I occurred to is that the Lord's Supper is a lot like eating at a diner.
那我们说呢，这个圣餐呢，就等于说像我们在那个普通的一个餐厅吃饭这样子。
Any of you here ever eat at a diner?
你们有没有去过那个普通的那个 diner， 就是普通的那种那个餐厅
？When I go home afterwards, Carol and I are going to the diner and we're going to eat. Okay. The thing about a diner is you never get served gourmet food at a diner, right? You never get gourmet food at a diner.
就是你就等于说，你如果说去那个 diner 吃饭呢，就好像是去那个小吃店吃饭，你从来不会吃在那个小吃店吃到大餐式的那些食物。
What do you order at diner? Eggs, bacon, and pancakes, right? Or how about a club sandwich? But it's never gourmet dining at a diner.
所以呢，你看你在那个 diner 这样的这个普通的餐厅，你会叫什么呢？什么煎蛋啊，那个煎。那个火腿啊，这些或者是三明治之类的，肯定不会是那些那个大盘的那些那个大餐型的那些餐。
You ever know something else about a diner? Elitists, the really rich people, never eat at a diner.
那你有没有注意到呢？那些真的很富有的那些上等人，他们从来不会去那些 diner 这样的餐厅吃饭的。
You know, the diner where they all sit at the little counter there at the diner and they sit there. I think it should be interesting to go there into a diner at 2 a.m. in the morning and study who's sitting at the counter eating at a diner. I think you'd find out that none of them are elitists. You'd find truckers. They're driving a truck and have been driving for, say, 18 hours and they're exhausted and they're sitting there drinking 12 cups of coffee.
所以我就想呢，想做一个实验，就是在半夜两点的时候去 diner 看看是什么样的人在那里吃饭呢？我可以告诉你说，我肯定不会看到那些那个做那个领导的那些那个做大人物在那里，肯定是一些开卡车的司机啊这样的人物呢。他们因为在半夜的时候真的是又饿又困，所以他们希望在那里呢喝很多杯咖啡，吃一点东西填饱肚子。
Let me tell you a personal story.
让我告诉一个我个人的一个经历。
Carol and I have a son who lives in Hawaii, and several years ago, we went to Hawaii, and there's a six-hour time difference between Hawaii and here, And so, you know, it takes time to get used to sleeping. And quite often, I'll wake up really early in the morning, like around 2 in the morning.
那, Carol 跟他跟牧师呢有一他们有个儿子在夏威夷，所以呢有一年呢他们去访问那个看他的儿子，所以到因为夏威夷跟这里有6个小时的差别，所以呢晚上呢他们很难入睡，所以在半夜2点钟的时候呢还是醒着的。And
so you know, I figured I'd get up quietly, not wake Carol up, and go to a Denny's nearby on a side street there in Waikiki.
所以呢，我就决定呢，就是小轻声的那个起来，不要让Carol那个吵醒。然后我就想到路边的一个小店叫Dennis。
But Carol heard me wake up, and she said, "Honey, where are you going?" And I said, "I can't sleep. I'm going to Denny's here and get a cup of coffee."
那但是呢，Carol还是被我吵醒了。他就跟我说：“亲爱的，你要去哪里呀？这半夜3更的。”那他就告诉说：“啊，我要去那个Denny去喝杯咖啡。”
She said, "I'll go with you."
他就说，那我就跟你一起去吧。So
we go into Denny's 2 in the morning, right? You know, sort of a cheap place to eat. And this is a true story. About 6 prostitutes came in to Denny's and they went straight to the bathroom.
那这是一个真实的故事，因为我跟Carol呢就去了这个Denny's，它是个很便宜的一个小餐厅，所以呢在这个时候呢，我们就看到了有6个妓女呢，她们就进来了，就直接呢就去了那个洗手间。Carol
was taking all this in, and all of a sudden she got up and she went to the bathroom.
然后我太太看到这样情形呢，她就站起来，她也去了这个洗手间。I
said to her, "Honey, what are you doing?"
所以我就问他说：“哎，你要干什么啊？”
She said, "I'm going to go into the bathroom and share Jesus Christ with these hookers who were counting the money that they had made." And she went in there, and you know, she didn't preach, you know, she didn't yell at them. She, you know, she talked about what they had done, and then she started to share Jesus Christ with them.
所以呢，他呢，就是说，他就说啊，我要去跟他们谈谈耶稣基督。 所以呢，他就去了，他就去了那个洗手间。那些人，他们要去那个数他们赚到的钱啊什么，但是他就站在那边跟他们聊起来了，就聊那个讲了那个耶稣基督。You
see, that's exactly what Paul's saying. In the first place, he's saying, if you really want to understand what your attitude should be as you come to communion, you need to discern the body of Christ. You have to understand that the body of Christ is made for all kinds of people. From all kinds of backgrounds, all of whom are saved the same way by faith in Jesus Christ.
所以呢，也这是也联想到，就是讲呢，保罗是这里说了，就是我们一定要辨别耶稣主的身体，因为主的身体是以各式各样的人来那个造成的，就是有各种各样的人他们的罪这样子形成的一个主的身体。
But I want you to know something in a second place. Not only are we to discern the body as we come to the table of the Lord, but we are to discern ourselves.
所以呢，我们还讲了说，不但我们在领圣餐的时候，我们要辨识，要认识这是主的身体，而且呢，我们也要辨识我们自己。
What does it mean to discern ourselves? Well, it's very interesting in verse 32. If you have your Bibles, I want you to notice something. It says, when we are judged in this way by the Lord, we are being disciplined. Underscore that word, discipline. We are being disciplined so that we will not be finally condemned with the world. To discern myself doesn't mean to be super critical of myself, because you know, some people say, I'm never worthy. I have to be perfect to partake of the table of the Lord. You can't be perfect. The table of the Lord, the supper is for sinners. But it means, as I come to the table of the Lord, I say, Lord, help me to discern what your disciplining hand has been doing in my life recently.
所以我们在讲说，就是在我们领，就是这里32节里面告诉我们说， 我们受审的时候乃是被主整治，这里讲到这整治这个事情，免得我们和世人一同定罪。那就是说我们在领圣餐的时候，我们看到说这个是就是很多的罪形成的这样子一个主体啊。那我们自己呢，就是并不是说我们一定要是一个完美的人才能去领这个圣餐，因为我们不可能是完美的，我们都会有一些瑕疵，都会有一些罪，但这是允许的。
See, one of the problems or mistakes we make is that when we approach the table of the Lord, we think we've got to recapture the past. We've got to feel today as we felt, say, maybe 5 years ago or 10 years ago or right after. And we try to recapture the past. That's one of the biggest mistakes you can make as you approach the Lord's Supper.
所以有的时候人家觉得说你在领圣餐的时候，你先要那个回顾你那个过去的罪，你五年十年前所犯的罪，其实这个是个很错误的一个理解。
There's a very interesting verse or two in Lamentations chapter 3 verses 22 and 23. Lamentations chapter 3 verses 22 and 23. Very very familiar passage, but the scene here isJeremiah is in exile. All of Israel is in exile.
那这里呢，刚刚又讲到说那个耶利米书啊。雅各他讲到了那个拉。
Let me try to help out. What I'm saying is the book of Lamentations was written when the children of Israel were in exile. They'd been disobedient to God, remember? And if I were in exile, the one thing I would want to do would be to go back to the good old days, wouldn't you? You know, I'm in exile here in Babylon. I would want to go back to the good old days before the exile. But it's interesting. Listen to what Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23 say. His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Remember that passage?
所以在那个章节里面，他就讲到了说，就是你的那个热情呢是不会退减的。你呢每天醒过来的时候，你有同样的热情。
So what God is teaching Jeremiah is, don't try to recapture the good old days. Live for me right where you are, even if you're in exile right now.
所以呢，他就告诉说你呢，不管你是在哪里，你是在今天，你活在我的面前，活在我的里面。
So important as you come to the table of the Lord, don't try to recapture the good old days, but come just as you are, because grace is always there for you right as you are. Come boldly to the table of the Lord.
所以你当你来到圣餐圣桌前的时候呢，不要再去回想你过去是怎么样的，是好是坏都在已经过去了。你展望今天现在的面前呢，就是那个圣餐所带给你的那个恩典呢，是现实的。
You know, I'm just like that little girl who crawled up into the lap of her teacher and said, "Tell me again that Jesus loves me, because I keep forgetting." That's what the Lord's table is about, right? Tell me again. I need to know it again. And so come confidently, just as you are, and allow the Lord to feed you spiritually.
就好像刚刚那个开始所讲到这个小女孩一样的，她呢，爬到她老师的腿上呢，就再次要她的老师来确定说耶稣是爱她的，让我不要再忘记，就是不要再忘记。
Thank you.